baseball season's in mid-season form, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Saturday for service. Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp starting Wednesday. A new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 3 o'clock from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Following the White Sox 4-game sweep of the Indians, rookie left-hander Carlos Rodon thinking optimistically about his club's chances.
Why not us, you know? That's the mentality we got to have. Why not us? Why can't we do it? So just keep on winning, keep on plugging away. And by this brand of baseball we've been playing this, you know, this weekend, and just keep it going.
Tonight, the White Sox seek 5 straight wins when they visit the Red Sox in Boston. Sox have won 8 of 9 away from home, and they'll send John Danks to the hill against Joe Kelly. Cubs hope to turn the page after a rough weekend. Rockies in town for the opener of a 3-game set. Kyle Schwarber bats second for Joe Maddon's club and will catch. And Kyle Hendricks gets the start on the mound against Jorge De La Rosa at Wrigley. John Morosi of Fox Sports reports the Cubs on the periphery of a trade discussion with regarding Phillies left-hander Cole Hamels. Of course, Hamels no-hit them on Saturday, and he and Carlos Gonzalez, the co-NL players of the week. Hockey ESPN.com reports Marcus Kruger would be willing to sign a short-term deal with the Blackhawks to return next year. The restricted free agent prefers a long-term contract, but would agree to the shorter pact if the Hawks don't have the salary cap space. Elsewhere, former Dolphins offensive tackle Jonathan Martin retires from football. He was most recently on Carolina's roster, opted for retirement instead of back surgery to keep playing. Bears report to training camp on Wednesday, hold their first practice Thursday in Bourbonnais. Scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And Inside the Clubhouse, presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 5:35. White Sox visit the Red Sox on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Hey, buddy.
This crap comes from anonymous MLB broadcaster.
Uh-oh. That's a mystery.
And it goes out to all the baseball fans who believe announcers jinx no-hitters.
They call them mush because everything they touch turns to mush.
Veteran left-hander Cole Hamels, 31 years old.
There is a crazy belief that what people with microphones hundreds of feet from the action say to their viewing and listening audiences far from the action have a direct impact on what actually happens on the field of play.
Strike 3. Back K's for Hamels.
A starting pitcher, no hits the opposition 5 innings. That team's announcer then says,
touch being no hit through 5 by Cole Hamels.
Or as we like to call it in the biz, doing his job.
I'm a guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
You see, not every viewer or listener is on Twitter or watches or hears every inning, let alone every pitch. Some fans need to be told very specifically what is happening.
Hamels with a no-no through 6.
You can easily find hundreds of vitriolic posts on Twitter calling that team's broadcaster a horrible person for jinxing it.
Why? Because you're a jinx. That's why. Put him in a bedroom.
Leave him in there.
I am a jinx. You are absolutely right about me.
Maybe the unluckiest man in the world.
And listen to me very closely. You are 100% safe from being anally probed in your sleep tonight by an invisible space invader from the Andromeda Galaxy.
What's an anal probe?
That's when they put this big metal hoopajou up your butt.
Got it? Good. So to the fans who are convinced we play-by-play guys control the universe, I hope you sleep well tonight. And who you crapping?
High fly ball, deep center, back toward the wall. Is it caught? He caught it. It's a no-hitter for Cole Hamels.
Hey, what happened?
Herrera made the catch on the warning track, and he's done it.
And that's that.
Boars and
Bernstein.
Drives me nuts.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score.
You know, the Pope, I have a lot in common with the Pope.
With my, yeah.
Sleepy, bad, not interesting. kind of the same guy, isn't it?
Well, I think he probably also has Dave Miska help get the Wi-Fi on his iPad.
He does that for him. Dave Miska does it for everybody. Yep. And Tito the Challenge has got the minute you walk in the dough. That's what he does.
Now, the key, though, that I understand that little production piece, that the point's well made, but I think a longtime baseball observer would say, no. It's the home broadcaster that it would, what we have to actually find to unearth something comparable. You'd have to see what the Phillies TV and or radio voice said and whether or not they invoked it.
Do you think anybody still does that, not invoke it?
I would hope not. I think Farmer doesn't.
I think Farmer doesn't.
I know, seriously.
Big Pharma.
I think he...
Really?
Yeah, he talks in euphemisms, but I don't think he does it because I think he believes in it.
He's a big fan of jinxing it for the opposing team.
Oh,
I know
that. He'll constantly do it for the opposing team.
He's perfect through one.
He's got a perfecto going. We're through two innings. And in my only experience with that situation past like the fifth inning as a pro play-by-play guy, that it didn't work when Glendon Rush twirled his masterpiece at Kane County for the Royals.
I just find that, you know, it probably still is Farmer. He's still the holdout, isn't he? He still doesn't do it. Hawk does it, right? Hawk will say it? Will Hawk say it?
Famously, call your sons, call your daughters.
Oh, yeah. Call your sons, call your daughters.
Well, it's kind of hard on television because they show the scoreboard. Yeah, they show the line score, all everything 0-0.
I just thought
that
was one of those baseball things that was gone.
No, I think Farmio is still
keeping it alive.
Carrying the torch.
Keep hope alive. Yep. Don't tell anybody what's actually going on.
Patrick is on the score. Hi, Patrick.
All right. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Yeah, I was calling to say pretty much.
Oh, boy.
The Cubs right now are sitting at 51 and 45, I believe it is, and I think they have a decent team, but I don't think they would get half the acknowledgement that they get if they didn't have Joe as their skipper.
Dial it back a second. What do you mean by acknowledgement from whom and about what?
Well, I just don't think everyone would be sitting there saying they're chasing the wild card, that they're possibly a playoff team. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and I think...
Well, they might not, but they're 2.5 games out after holding that spot for most of this season.
No, I agree with you, but...
But that's not an opinion.
What I'm saying is if there was a no-name coach coaching the Cubs right now, would they be looking at this team as a wild card contender? That they're chasing the wild card? I really don't think they would.
So
your take on it is that Madden brings all the attention to this team, not the team itself?
I think Madden brings majority of the attention.
Attention from whom?
Yeah.
For majority of the Cup fans, I think they see more in the coach than they do in the team.
What? What do you base this on?
I base it on the fact of that they just, I mean, and we've seen a bunch of rookies out there.
I'm curious on what you are basing your observation that would make this idea reach your head.
Because I think Cub fans pretty much saw Joe as a guy that took a team to the World Series, is going to take this team into the playoffs, which I think he could, but I don't think there's a chance for this season. I understand where they're at right now, but San Fran, they've won 11 of 12. So, I mean, the team that they're chasing is getting hotter, and the Cubs are getting colder.
Okay, but
that's a different point
than what you're making. I'm completely and utterly bewildered by the point that you're making.
My point is that if Joe was not the skipper of the Cubs, that this team would be looked at as a mediocre third place team.
We're missing a huge component of this absolutely ridiculous and pointless hypothetical that for some reason I'm continuing to discuss. And that is, are you alleging that
without Joe Maddon that you're talking about if this team had the identical record? Or are you saying that if they had a lesser manager, they wouldn't be as good a team?
No, I'm saying if they had a lesser manager, I don't think they would get, I don't think they would be watching that wild card as closely.
Let me be clear here. Are you saying
my brain is beginning to hurt?
Are you saying that if they had a lesser manager, they wouldn't have this record?
I'm saying if they had a lesser manager, they probably wouldn't. They probably would have lost a couple more games.
Oh, okay, then this is absolutely pointless. Then you're admitting that the manager is worth some of these victories, and that is then deserved.
I'm confused. You didn't help.